Today's scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 3. I'll read verses 1 through 14 for you. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Have you suffered so much for nothing, if it really was for nothing? Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? Consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might continue the promise of the Spirit. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word.
Before the time of the sermon, we would like Pastor Ng to come up and introduce our speaker for today.
今天我们非常高兴，我们英文堂的牧师候选人。 魏思翰牧师跟廖和美师母在我们当中，早上10点钟跟我们在中文堂、跟英文堂都有主学。等一下他们牧师跟师母一起讲道跟翻译，非常好的配搭。今日我哋非常高兴，英文堂牧师候选人魏思翰牧师。 同埋廖和美師母同我哋一齊分享神嘅話，今早已經喺10點鐘主學，佢哋分別同我哋有好好嘅教導。It's a very joyful occasion that this morning Reverend Jeff and May Wishman is coming to meet with us the second weekend and through Friday, Saturday, and this morning we have great fellowship with them, and this morning they are going to share with us the Word of God together. 有我簡單嘅介紹佢哋。Jeff Bush 牧師曾經喺 Denver Seminary 畢業之後喺 Colorado 同埋喺加州，亦係喺新澤西州都有侍奉。Jeff Bush 牧師曾經係一個工程師，神呼召佢放下佢嘅工作，全心係投入侍奉。 魏牧师在 Denver Theological Seminary 毕业，曾经在 Colorado 州，以后在加州，以后在 New Jersey 侍奉。他曾经是工程师，但是神呼召他放下他的工作，全时间侍奉神。赖师母喺台湾出生。 长大，曾经喺台湾嘅中华福音神学院毕业。最近亦都曾喺 Westminster 喺费城嘅西敏神学院系再次学位。佢喺翻译同埋喺中文嘅圣经写作上面系非常有负担。魏师母在台湾出生跟长大。 曾经在中华福音神学院毕业，后来来美国，与魏牧师结婚。最近这几年在费城的西门神学院毕业，念旧约的神学硕士。魏师母在翻译基督教书跟旧约的写作特别有负担。 我们今天非常的高兴，他们可以来我们当中。 Reverend Jeff graduated from Denver Theological Seminary and served in Colorado, California, and New Jersey. And Mrs. May Wishman was brought up in Taiwan and studied in Theological Seminary in both Taiwan and then in Philadelphia, Westminster Theological Seminary. She had a burden in the Old Testament teaching and translation. Today we are so grateful that both of them will share the pulpit preaching and translating for us. 我们今天非常的感谢神，让牧师师母在我们当中传讲信息。我们热烈的欢迎 Reverend Jeff and May Wishman.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by having you look at a picture. Take a good look at that. Okay, now let's look at the same picture but flip it upside down. What do you see now? An old woman, right?
老女人.
A young woman, and now an old woman, but same picture.
同样的一个图画, 但一张是年轻的女人, 一张却是年老的女人.
Now let's look at another picture of black shapes.
再看一下这个有黑粗线条的图画.
They don't mean anything unless you can focus in between the black shapes.
不要看黑色粗线条，看黑色粗线条之中的这种空间，你才会看到有英文字体的字形。 耶稣。
Yes, you see the word Jesus take shape. Jesus was always there, but it was not what we were focusing on.
耶稣这个字总是在那里，但是我们要注视的这个角度要正确。
The Galatians had the wrong perspective as well of the real gospel.
加拉太书的教会的信徒对于真实的福音也有错误的看法.
They were like blurry of what was real and what was false.
他们对什么是真实，什么是假的，视线模糊.
And with the images we just saw, we lose the correct focus, and when we lose the correct focus, we will lose sight of what is true and real.
对我们刚刚所看见的图画，如果我们失去焦点的话，我们也没有看见在我们面前真实的图画。
And then we will misinterpret what we see and make the wrong conclusions.
让对我们眼睛所看的，我们会造成错误的解释，然后做出错误的决定。
And that's exactly what happened to the believers in the churches of Galatia.
而这正是发生在加拉太教会的信徒身上。
The author of this letter of Galatians was the Apostle Paul.
加拉太书的作者是保罗。
Apostle means a special messenger of Jesus Christ.
使徒的意思是耶稣基督一个特殊的使者。
We've given authority for a specific task.
由于一个特定的职务，他被赐予权威。
And Paul wrote this letter to the churches in Galatia, a Roman province.
保罗写这封书信给加拉太的教会是在加拉太，这个是一个罗马的省份。
Located in today where we would know the country of Turkey.
它的位置是在今日的土耳其。
And so this means the letter was written to a whole group of churches.
所以这封书信是写给一些的教会。
And Paul had started these churches earlier by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗早先借着传讲耶稣基督的福音来开拓这些教会。
And gospel simply means good news.
福音的意思是好消息。
And Paul wrote Galatians to address the confusion of the people who caused by these other group of people called the circumcision group. They were distorting the gospel message and leading people astray from the truth.
They were distorting the gospel message and leading people astray from the truth.
in chapter 1 of Galatians, Paul introduces himself as an apostle. He starts off introducing himself that way. And then he criticized the Galatians very quickly for deserting God and following this false gospel.
And
then he defends himself as an apostle. And he shared how Jesus appeared to him personally and called him to preach to the Gentiles. So the first point that we want to make today is that the Galatians were losing focus of the clear picture of God's grace. Chapter 3 of our text starts with, in verse 1, "You foolish Galatians, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified." This word foolish here in the original Greek language means without thinking, an absence of wisdom, a lacking of spiritual discernment.
无知在原来的希腊文意思是未经思考，缺乏智慧，没有属灵的分辨。
The people in the churches of Galatia acted like someone had put them under a spell.
加拉太教会的信徒好像是被人施加法术。
They could no longer see clearly and discern what was right.
他们不再能够看得清楚，或是分辨什么是对的。
And Paul calls them foolish because they had believed when he and Barnabas preached about Jesus Christ. Paul and Barnabas had taught them the teachings of Jesus very clearly, and they had believed. But what the Galatians believed, they lost focus of when this group, the circumcision group came, the Judaizers, came and started teaching them that they must follow the Old Testament law in order to be saved.
但是当受过割礼，这群犹太人来到教会，并且教导他们必须要服从旧约圣经的律法才能够得救的时候，他们就失去焦点，忘掉他们先前所相信的。The
Galatians were non-Jews, known as Gentiles, and knew nothing of the law or very, very little.
加拉太人不是犹太人，而对律法也知道非常的少。And
soon they thought that a person needed to follow the law and believe in Jesus Christ in order to be saved. They believed that the Gentile men needed to be circumcised and believe in Jesus in order to receive eternal life. They had lost the focus of the truth. My wife May said that this would be like if I was taught that I needed to become Chinese in order to be a Christian. I would not only believe in Jesus, but I also needed to learn to use chopsticks.
我不仅要相信耶稣，而且我必须要使用筷子。
To eat rice.
吃白米饭。
And chow tofu.
低低腹豆腐。
But I must learn to speak Mandarin.
我必须要先学习讲国语。
Keep the Chinese laws and customs.
遵守中国人的法律和习俗。
Chinese New Year say 恭喜恭喜。
过年的时候向你们说恭喜恭喜。
Oh, 恭喜恭喜。 My father-in-law would have loved that.
我的岳父可能会非常的高兴。
He would have been so happy. This sounds ridiculous.
这听起来像是无稽之谈。
But this is similar to what the Judaizers were telling the Galatians, that they must become like Jews and believe in Jesus in order to be saved.
但是情形却类似这些受割礼的犹太人来教导加拉太人，要他们必须要成为犹太人，而他们也真心相信了。
And that's why Paul called them foolish.
所以保罗才说他们是无知的。
Paul is passionately saying, wake up, snap out of it, you foggy-eyed, foolish Galatians.
保罗激动地说,请过来,不要睡觉,脑袋儿,眼睛模糊,无知的加拉太人。
The truth about Jesus Christ was taught to you, and now you've lost your focus of the truth.
你们曾经被教导过耶稣基督的真理,而现在你们却对真理失去焦点。
That's my version.
这是我解释的版本。
And Paul continues then in verses 2 through 5.
保罗继续在2到5节上说,
I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard?
我只要问你们这一件,你们受了圣灵,是因行律法呢,是因听信福音呢?
Are you so foolish after beginning with the Spirit? Are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
你们既靠圣灵入门,如今还靠肉身成全吗?你们是这样的无知吗?
Have you suffered so much for nothing, if it really was for nothing?
你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的吗? 难道果真是徒然的吗?
Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law, or because you believe what you heard?
那赐给你们圣灵,又在你们中间行异能的,是因你们行律法呢?是因你们听信福音呢?
See, Paul didn't appeal to the Galatians just on what he and Barnabas had taught them, but also appealed to them what they had experienced themselves.
保罗不仅是提醒他们,巴拉巴和他教导过加拉太人,他也提醒他们自身的经验。
When a person believes in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes and indwells that person. This is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit to do the work of God. We have the spiritual power then to resist sin and do what's right. So why are the Galatians, after receiving the Holy Spirit through faith, trying to achieve what they already had? That's why Paul calls them foolish twice in this text, because they're lacking spiritual discernment.
所以保罗两次称呼他们是无知的,因为他们缺乏属灵的分辨能力。
They've lost focus of the truth and bought into and confused by the teachings of the Judaizers.
他们对真理失去焦点,也被信割礼的这些犹太人的教导所迷惑。
Listen to verse 5 again.
听保罗在第五节所说的,
Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?
那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的,是因你们行律法呢?是因你们听信福音呢?
The Galatians had witnessed miracles.
加拉太人曾见证过神迹奇事。
Acts chapters 13 and 14 tell about the miracles that happened in the province of Galatia.
使徒行传13到14章告诉我们保罗在加拉太省份所行的神迹奇事。
Like the signs and wonders that were done in the town of Iconium.
神迹奇事也行在以哥念,
the man who was born crippled and walked in Lystra. And Paul was stoned to death in a sense they thought he was dead, and then miraculously survived, and that also happened in Lystra.
保罗被石头打,留下等死,却奇迹式的复活,都发生在路斯德。
Iconium and Lystra are towns found in the province of Galatia. So after witnessing the power of the Holy Spirit in their midst through faith in Christ, the Galatians foolishly were trying to achieve this now on their own. And we often do the same thing. We think wrongly that observing the law gives us a way to measure ourselves and our own spiritual maturity or our own righteousness. Then we can compare ourselves with others and measure ourselves with pride when we achieve a certain level of goodness.
我们以此来与他人做比较，当我们达成某一程度的良善的时候，就感到骄傲。
In the church, we can call this legalism.
在教会里，我们称这个是律法主义。
And legalism is a curse.
而律法主义是一个咒诅。
Because people equate their success in observing the law with their spiritual destiny.
因为人们常以成功的遵守律法与他们属灵的成就相对等。
When we're like this, we may say, "How can he be a Christian if he smokes?"
喜欢这个想法的人们会说，他还吸烟，怎么能够是一个基督徒呢？
They've lost their focus of the truth.
他们失去对真理的焦点。
The second point we'd like to make related to this is that we lose focus of the truth whenever we respond to the grace of God with legalistic obligation.
所以我们的第二点是，什么时候我们以律法主义的要求来回应神恩典的时候，我们就失去对真理的焦点。
We view God's grace as cheap, inexpensive, or free.
我们看待神的恩典是便宜的，不是昂贵的和免费的。
We forget that though it is freely given to us, it cost our Lord Jesus greatly.
而我们忘掉，纵使神的恩典是白白的赐给我们，却是耶稣基督付上代价得来的。
And since we view God's grace as free, or cheap in that sense, we make the mistake of trying to add value to it ourselves.
而既然我们看待神恩典是免费的，所以我们错误地在神的恩典上加上价值。
We believe that it's not enough.
我们相信神的恩典是不够的。
And this is when we rely on the success of our own actions for our spiritual destiny.
我们沦落以自己行为的成就、成功来衡量属灵的情况。
Many of the world religions believe this as well.
许多世界上的宗教也都如此相信。
Islam,
回教、
Buddhism,
佛教、
Hinduism,
印度教
all teach that it is through our ability to achieve a certain level of goodness that will then benefit us in the afterlife.
他们都教导我们要靠着我们的能力来达成某一程度的良善，那么我们才会在死亡之后得到好处。
This kind of thinking leads us to take credit for our good works.
这样的想法会导致我们为自己的行为邀功、沾沾自喜。
And actually, we're trying to add value to our lives.By or through our own efforts.
所以我们就尝试透过我们的努力来增加生命的价值。
We begin to believe that our good works obligate God to respond.
我们开始相信我们的好行为会使得神不得不有所回应。
Like God owes us something in return.
好像神欠我们什么似的。
And many of us fall into this thinking with respect to, for example, our devotional times with the Lord.
我们当中许多人以为我们的灵修就是如此。
A woman named Mary came to her pastor and complained that she felt dry spiritually.
有一个名叫玛丽的姐妹向她的牧师抱怨她灵里面枯干。
She had never missed her devotional time with the Lord every morning.
她从来没有漏掉每天早晨与主的灵修。
She faithfully read her one chapter every day.
她很信实的每一天都读一章圣经。
But she was no longer excited, and she felt like her prayers were meaningless.
她读一章圣经向主祷告，但是她不再觉得兴奋，也觉得她祷告毫无意义。
The pastor said, "Mary, I want you to try giving up prayer for 1 week."
所以牧师说，我希望你一个礼拜不要祷告。
Don't pray to the Lord for all the next week.
整整一个礼拜不要向主祷告。
And then come back and see me.
然后再回来看我。
A few days passed, and Mary called the pastor.
几天过去，玛丽打电话给牧师。
She said, "I tried not praying, and I only lasted 2 days."
我尝试不要祷告，但只持续了两天。
The following morning, I woke up with this deep desire to pray.
接下来的早晨，当我醒过来的时候，我内心有很深的渴慕，我想要祷告。
So I broke down and prayed.
所以我愿遵守你的吩咐而向神祷告。
I'm really sorry.
我很抱歉。
And since then, my time with the Lord has been so encouraging to my heart.
从此，我与主的灵修时间深受激励。
My passion for prayer has returned.
我祷告的热切回来了。
What happened to Mary?
玛丽到底怎么了？
Mary had got to the point of doing devotions out of legalistic obligation.
玛丽把每一天的灵修当成是律法主义。
Once she was freed from that obligation, that legal obligation, she enjoyed her time with the Lord.
一旦她从这不得不行啊的得到自由的时候，她就享受与主祷告的时间，然后发出内心的渴慕。
She responded then with heartfelt motivation.
以内心的渴慕来做回应。
And Paul writes in verse 10, "All who rely on observing the law are under a curse." For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.
保罗在第十节这样说，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
When we strive for perfect obedience to the law as a source of achievement of righteousness, then we are under a curse.
当我们想付出心力完美的服从律法的时候，当作是行公义的成就，我们就是被咒诅的。
We are cursed because we will never perfectly obey the law of God.
我们被咒诅的原因是因为我们绝对不会完美无瑕疵的来服从律法。
And therefore the law of God stands in judgment over us.
因此律法就成为我们的审判。
And actually, the purpose of the law is to reveal our sinful ways and need for forgiveness.
而实际上，律法的目的就是来显明我们的罪恶和得着赦免。
Our sinful nature always seeks ways to get away with sin.
我们罪恶的本性总是寻找途径来犯罪，只要不要被逮到。
And that will always be our heart when we're operating under legalistic obligation.
而若我们在律法的约束之下，那就会是我们的心态。
Take the speed limit for example.
以开车时速的限制来做例子。
Some of us here observe that law out of legalistic obligation.
我们当中的一些人服从法律的规定，是因为律法的约束。
When we think we can get away with speeding, we do it.
我们确定不会被逮到的时候，我们就行车超速。
Our thinking is like this.
我们的想法像是这样。
I was late. I was trying to make up time.
我迟到了，而想开快车来节省时间。
I was out in the middle of nowhere, and nobody was going to see me, so I just made good time.
我在荒郊野外，而没有人看到我。
But we know we are operating under legalistic obligation when we see a police car, and all of a sudden we slow down.
但是我们明白，我们还在律法的约束下，所以当我们看到警车的时候，我们的速度马上慢下来。
Because we feel obligated to obey the law.
因为我们仍然受到律法的限制。
Now let's apply this to the Christian life.
现在让我们用这个到我们基督徒的生活。
If we live like the Galatians, we live like we're legally obligated to obey God's law.
如果我们生活像加太人，那么我们就会像是活在律法主义之下，来顺服律法。
We live obeying the commands of God in front of the authorities in our lives, or whomever we feel is an authority.
我们在任何我们觉得是有权威的人面前来顺服神的律法。
But when we're alone or with people who we don't think are authorities, we do what we want.
但是当我们独处，或是与那些我们不觉得是有权威的人士相处的时候，我们就随心所欲。
We think we're getting away with it.
我们想我们不会被逮到。
Because none of the authority figures in our lives will ever find out.
因为没有任何权威的人士能够发现我们所作所为。
This could be our boss at work.
这些权威的人士可能是我们的上司。
Our spouse.
我们的配偶。
Our pastor.
我们的牧师。
Our parents.
我们的父母。
But we are wrong.
但是我们却想错了。
God, our real authority, knows everything we do.
神才是我们真正的权威，而他知晓我们所做的每一件事情。
But despite that, we still live this divided life.
但是我们却仍然过着二分法的生活。
One life obeying the commands of God, and the other life disobeying the commands of God.
一个是顺服神命令的生活，而另外一个却秘密的没有服从神的命令。
When the authority figure comes into our life, we slow down.
当权威人士出现的时候，我们就慢下脚步。
Once they're out of sight, we speed up.
当一旦他们远离视线，则我们继续随心所欲的过活。
Do you have a double life?
你是否也过着双重的生活呢？
One where you do what's good, and one where you do what's bad.
一个是做对的事情，一个是做不对的事情。
Then you are living out of legalistic obligation.
那么你就是活在律法主义的限制下。
Instead, God desires for us to live in faith and in Jesus Christ. Which is our third point I'd like to mention is that God desires us to live with heartfelt motivation.
这是我们的第三点, 就是神希望我们的生活是充满从内心发出的动力。
Paul continues in verses 13 and 14.
保罗继续在13、14节说,
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
基督既为我们受了咒诅, 就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Redeemed means purchased in order to set free.
买赎的意思是买回,好得知,得自由。
So Jesus paid the price to free us from the law.
所以基督耶稣他付上代价,让我们从律法中来得着自由。
We have no need to be obligated to obey the law.
我们不需要受限制来制服律法。
But instead, God desires our response to be out of a heartfelt motivation.
而代之的是为了神的恩典，这是从内心而来的动力来过生活。
Paul used Abraham here as an illustration.
保罗用亚伯拉罕来作为例证。
Abraham is considered to be the father of the Jews.
亚伯拉罕被认为是犹太人的始祖。
Did Abraham faithfully obey the Old Testament law?
但是亚伯拉罕信实地顺服旧约圣经的律法吗？
No.
没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the law had not even been given yet when he was around. Therefore, Abraham wasn't even circumcised yet. He was just like many of the Gentile believers in Galatia. Look back at verses 6 through
9.
Verse 6, consider Abraham, he believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
正如亚伯拉罕信神, 这就算为他的义,
understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham.
所以你们要知道,
stop there for a moment.
我们先停在这里。
This is a very important verse for the Galatians and for us.
对于加拉太人和我们来说, 这是非常重要的一个经节。
The Judaizers were claiming that the Galatians were to, or the Gentiles must be like Jews in order to be Christians.
首歌里的犹太人声称外邦人必须要先成为犹太人才能够成为基督徒。
But Paul here states that those who believe are children of Abraham.
但是保罗在这里却声明那些相信的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
You don't need to be circumcised or eat certain things or dress a certain way.
我们必须要受割礼或是吃某些东西穿着某一定的衣服。
We are spiritual Israelites through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们因信在基督耶稣里成为属灵的以色列人。
Okay, let's continue.
让我们继续8到9。
Verse 8, the scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
The statement, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
This is a quote from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
这是引用创世纪15章6节。
Did Abraham live a perfect life for God?
亚伯拉罕在神面前生活完美无缺吗？
No.
不竟然。
Matter of fact, he lied and slept with his wife's servant, trying to help God's promise to bring him a son.
事实上，他撒谎，并且尝试与他太太的女仆同床，来帮助神的应许，好让他能够得着一个儿子。
What did Abraham do that was credited to him as righteousness?
但亚伯拉罕如何被算为义呢？
It wasn't what he did, it was what he believed.
并不是因为他的行为，乃是因为他的信心。
He trusted God's word.
他相信神的话语。
And remember, this is about 2,000 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
这些事情都发生在耶稣诞生伯利恒2000年之前。
Justification by faith is the way God has worked from the very beginning.
因信称义从开始就是神的作为。
Heartfelt motivation comes from true faith in Jesus Christ.
从内心发出的动力是来自真正对耶稣的信心。
We remember the cost of our salvation.
我们知道救恩的代价。
It was very costly, and done out of deep love that Christ died for you and me.
代价是非常昂贵，而是耶稣基督为爱我们的缘故死在十字架上。
And that motivates me to believe and to respond with my life back to Him and to obey His commands out of my heartfelt motivation.
那将激励我们来相信，以我们全部的生命用爱来回报神，来顺服他的律法。
When we lose focus of God's grace, we then live with out of legalistic obligation.
当我们失去神恩典的焦点的时候，我们就以律法来代替。
Without thinking, without any spiritual discernment.
而没有经过思考，也没有属灵的分辨能力。
Chuck Colson, founder of Prison Fellowship, and also was an aide to President Nixon, said, put it very well.
曾在尼克森总统手下做过事下监牢，开始监狱福音工作的查理士·寇尔森这么说：
Christians must always seek justice and civil order, striving to be the best citizens.
身为基督徒，总是应该寻求正义和社会的次序，要尽力做好的公民。
As Augustine put it, because we do for love of God what others do only because they are coerced by the law.
诚如奥古斯丁所说的，我们是因为对神的爱而遵守律法，而其他人确实是怕受罚而遵守律法。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父,
help us not to be foolish like the Galatians and replace your grace with legalism.
让我们不要重蹈覆辙，加勒太人无知愚笨的以律法主义来取代神的恩典。Putting
ourselves and others in legalistic bondage.
把自己和其他人捆绑局限在律法主义当中。May
your truth set us free to believe Jesus paid the expensive price for us.
让你的真理使我们得以自由，真心相信耶稣为了我们付上昂贵的代价。
May His death and resurrection live out loud in our lives. Help us to live with heartfelt motivation, to do good and obey You and love You in return. May the Holy Spirit empower us to live in Your truth. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.